May the words of my mouth, may the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Here comes Jesus again, fresh from confronting the powers of darkness in the wilderness, and now to confront the powers of darkness in the synagogue, this time in Capernaum. The pace of Mark's account is remarkable, using one of his favorite words, immediately. It is on the Sabbath, and the crowd has gathered to listen to this new rabbi, Jesus. Mark is thin on the details. We don't know what scripture he spoke from, but we do know the effects his words had that day. The crowd was amazed at the authority, the power, the conviction with which he spoke. The crowd was stunned by Jesus' teaching, his authenticity and his authority. If you've noticed in our readings today, the question of authority is a common theme. In Deuteronomy 18, Moses is giving his farewell message to the Israelites as they stand ready to enter the promised land. The Lord will raise up another prophet, he says. Listen to him. It asks the question, what authority do we listen to? What authority do we hear? What authority do we obey? Do I give authority to the seductive voices of wealth and power and status, of significance, of popularity, of reputation? Or do I listen to and follow the servant king of Galilee who asks me to give him the authority over my life? Jesus' voice carries authority in the synagogue. His very being carries authority. Mana is a great word to use. Then another voice breaks in upon his teaching. The demon-possessed man in all his agony and anguish of body and spirit. The crowd may not know who Jesus is, but the evil spirit does. Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. The Holy One of God. This unclean spirit is right when it accuses Jesus of having come on a mission of destruction. Have you come to destroy us? Jesus does indeed come into the world on a mission with an agenda to destroy. Jesus comes to deliver us from the sin which holds us bound. Jesus comes to wipe out the diseases of the soul that keep us from knowing God's love and sharing that love. Jesus comes to tear down the walls of separation that keep us apart from one another. Certainly, Jesus came to destroy, so then he could rebuild, reconstruct, and recreate and make all things new again. Be quiet. Come out of him. Jesus sternly commands the impure spirit, and it obeys and departs with a violent screech and a shudder. Once again, the crowd is amazed at Jesus' authority, this time expressed in action as well as in words, in spiritual power over every evil force. No wonder that the gathering crowd was astounded. The exorcism is a dramatic beginning of Jesus' public ministry and a powerful declaration of Jesus' declaration. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is near. By his teaching and his healing, Jesus reveals that the reign of God's redeeming love has already begun. But the story raises questions for us over 2,000 years later in 2021. Do I believe in evil? Yes. Do I believe in evil spirits? Yes. Have I seen the power of demon possession in a person? Yes, I have. Have I seen demons exorcised and cast out in the name of Jesus? Yes, I have. And I would also say that I have seen terrible spiritual abuse inflicted by those who think casting out an evil spirit is the answer to every spiritual problem or need. It is not that common. It is rare. The more common sort of evil is more subtle and more systemic. There are forces that wreak havoc within individuals, communities, and countries, addictions, all sorts of abuse, neglect, and violence. Too often in the church, we identify the evil as out there and the good as in here. The great Russian writer and Christian Alexander Solzhenitsyn said something like this, that the line between good and evil does not go between countries or empires or religions or political systems. The line between good and evil goes right through the middle of every human heart. It takes courage to look into our own hearts. Without debating the questions of spirits and demons and illness and emotional compulsion and addiction, can we say that the impure spirit is that in all of us that resists genuine freedom and responsibility in our lives? We can point to destructive emotions such as greed, anger, or envy, and in that sense, driving out demons can be interpreted as having the courage to confront evil in everyday life. And evil can also be more corporate, more widespread in some of the societal evil that we confront. Racism is one that comes immediately to mind, a powerful systemic curse that we've all been forced to confront in the events of last year and the Black Lives Matter protests all around the world. It is good to demonstrate. It is essential to demonstrate. But dare I say that it can be relatively easy to demonstrate. Who of us would dare say that we are free from racial prejudice? This is where it becomes hard. I am not. And I doubt that any of us are. And perhaps admitting it is a necessary step to overcoming it. It is something I recognize often in myself. Actually, as recently as yesterday, before I resist the evil, reject it in Jesus' name, and live beyond it until the next time. But here is the good news. Though evil is powerful, God is yet more powerful. The kingdom of God is here, and through Jesus we glimpse God's reign. The kingdom is about breaking down old barriers and boundaries. It is about liberating people from the powers that afflict them. It is about resisting the forces that keep human communities and societies from flourishing. It is about living and articulating God's intention for the world. It is our church mission statement. Living as followers of Jesus and working for the kingdom of God in our community and the world. Whether in the first century world of healing in the synagogue in Capernaum or in our gathering of worship today, the kingdom of God, the reign of God, and the rule of God's power and authority is manifested in Jesus Christ. The gospel proclaims Jesus' authority over evil, and so do we each Sunday as we pray the Lord's Prayer together, deliver us from evil, or more accurately, rescue us from the evil one. And then we affirm together, O God, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's take a moment of silent prayer and reflection.